Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Shtei Avanim Shasatim Kira. If you take two stones and you turn them into a stove, Vinit Mu'u, and they became Tamei. Samach Lazu Evan Achas Mikan, and you put another stone next to the one on this side. Lazu Evan Achas Mikan, and another stone next to the one on the other side. So now you have three stoves. So now you have three stoves, right? Chetzi shalzo tamei v'chetzi Torah. Half of the stone on one side of the original stove is tamei, and half of it is tahar. V'chetzi shalzo tamei v'chetzi Torah. And half of the stone on the other side of the original stove is tamei, and the other half of it is tahar. Because each of these two stones of the original stone of the original stove is now not only part of the original stove; it's also part of a stove of a new stove that's on the other side. So one of them is tamei. One of them. Each of the original stones is half used for a tamei stove and half used for a tahor stove. Nitla tahoros, if the tahor stones were taken away, chazu elul tumasan, then the middle stones would go back to becoming fully tamei. Moving on to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So sometimes they would not put a kira straight on the ground, they had some sort of base that would support the kira. So says the Mishnah, Hakalasa shabalibatim shenifchasa. If the base of a kira that belonged to a balabas, that belonged to a regular person, not a professional, it became nifchas, it became broken down. So it's now the fire is inside the base instead of on top of the base. So the halacha is pachas mishosh tefachim tmeya. If the hole is less than three tefachim deep, the kira is tamei. Shu masik milamatan kedera b'shelam milamaylan, because you can still light a fire below, and the kira, the hole on the top, will cook a pot. It will cook a pot of food on it. Yasam mikan. But if the hole is more than three tefachim tahora, then the kira is tahora, because a fire lit at the bottom of the hole is too far away from the top of the kira to cook any food on it, so it's not functional, and therefore it's tahura. Nasan heaven utzrar, if you put a rock or a small stone inside the hole to fill it so that you'll be able to light the fire on top of the rock and cook the food on top of the kira, tahura. The kira is tahura because this rock that you just put in doesn't become part of the kira, and the kira is still considered to be a kira that's nifchas, that's nishbar, mercha betit. But if you take that rock and your mercha betit, you use cement to attach it in, so then to mekabel stoma mikanel haba. Now it's a brand new kira, and it's a functional kira, and therefore it's going to be mekabel tuma going forward. Zois a tshuvas Rabbi Yehuda. The idea that the kira is tahar when the fire on the bottom of the base is not able to cook food on the top was Rabbi Yehuda's answer to the chachamim when he was bringing a raya to his opinion. B'tanush and nesanu al pi abar al pi ados, in the case of an oven that was put over a bar or a dos. This is referring to another Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If you have an oven made out of cheres, does it have to be heated for the first time while it's attached to the ground in order for it to be able to be mekabel tuma of an oven? So we have an oven that was put over the top of a pit, which is just a hole in the ground, and the fire, and you lit a fire inside that pit. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the oven does not become a kabel tuma unless there was a fire, the fire that's on the floor of that pit could heat the oven enough that it's usable. So the Rabbi Yehuda proved his point from this exact halacha that we just said, that if it's able to be functional, so then it's going to be tamei mikan ulahaba. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of Perek Vav, we said that if you have two avanim that form a kira and they became tamei, great, so they're tamei. But then if you add an additional stone on each side, then only the inner parts of those two original stones are tamei. But the outer parts, which will serve to function together with these new stones, are going to be tahar. But if you take away those tahar stones, then everything goes back to being tamei. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have a stove that the base has become diminished and it's been diminished by less than three tefachim, so then it's still functional as a stove and therefore it's still tamei. But if it's been diminished so much that the fire you make at the bottom is not going to be able to cook anything, then it's going to be tahar. And not only that, even if you just throw a rock in there to elevate the fire, it's going to be tahar, unless you cement the rock in. If you cement the rock in, so now it's a real kli, and it will be able to be mekabel tuma mikan ula haba. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up the Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis.